What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number three of our show here. We're going to take one more phone call. Larry in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you very well.
Okay. If you go back to 1913 when the original contract was signed between the federal government and the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
I'm sure the banksters really knew that it was a dishonest contract in not revealing that the total debt accumulated would be more than what notes are in circulation.
Well, I think the counter-argument, I understand where you're going with this thing, but I think the counter-argument from the founders of the Federal Reserve would be that it was the government that failed to do the due diligence and really comprehend what the results of this would be. I'm sure that both parties knew exactly what was going to result from this. Woodrow Wilson wrote in his diary.
That's a possibility, too.
I mean, Woodrow Wilson wrote in his own diary, "I have unwittingly destroyed my own nation." He basically sold out.
I read that quote, yes. But, you know, what I'm getting at is that even though it wasn't, you know, there's fraud involved in this contract with the Federal Reserve, and there's plenty of case law on the books that fraud vitiates all contracts.
Well, again, I think the biggest fraud of all is this should have taken a constitutional amendment to transfer the money creation authority from the government to the Federal Reserve. And we know there's a lot of fraud. We know the 16th Amendment's a fraud. We know the government commits fraud against us all the time.
Yeah, I know all that.
Okay, but if you're seeking a legal remedy and redress, it's not going to happen because the courts are going to enforce the will of the government over the will of the people.
Well, even the government is party to this contract because it's not honest on its face. It cannot ever be discharged. It's you know, the correct word in 1933 language. So I mean, fraud vitiates the contract. I mean, I don't see a reason why, you know, we as a people say, hey, let's get the federal government together and let's get out of this contract because it doesn't work. It's fraudulent. Never can be discharged.
Well, see, the problem is the government was party to that fraud. The government that passed the Federal Reserve Act and signed it into law, they got their money right alongside the Federal Reserve. And the government is not going to stand up to that money power. And I think a very good illustration of that is Sullivan versus the United States. And this is a lawsuit in which federal judge James C. Fox admits on the court record the 16th Amendment was not actually ratified. Then he goes on to say, you know, but we've gotten away with it for so long and we need the money that nobody's going to seriously challenge, you know, that particular piece of religious dogma that the American people are told to believe. And so people who seek a legal remedy to our current situation are still operating on the faith, on the belief that the court system would be honest and unbiased. And as a matter of fact, if you want to see how incredibly biased the court system can be, just by accident on Netflix last night, I stumbled across a documentary called Incident at Oglala. And I've seen it before, but I decided to watch it again with my mother. And just when you see the lengths the government goes to get its way, even over the law, even over the evidence, you understand the system is rigged. Anybody who thinks they can find a legal remedy to the situation, they're in denial about just how bad things are in this country. Now, I'm not calling for a violent overthrow of the government. I think if we just keep patient, it's going to happen all by itself, just like with the Soviet Union. Anyway, we got to take another break for a commercial. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment, like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still...
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. I've gotten a message here from a member post at whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, there is a live human being answering the phone at Ron Paul's Washington, D.C. office. That's area code 202-225-2831. And people are calling in to basically say if Ron Paul runs third party, they will support him. And you may wish to do so as well. Meanwhile, Jesse Benton, who I'm developing a huge distrust of. He's part of Ron Paul's campaign by virtue of a familial relationship. And I think Ron Paul would be better off without him because he's made a number of key strategic mistakes just exactly at the time that seems to benefit the current political establishment. But Benton has apparently issued a statement saying Ron Paul will not endorse Gary Johnson on tonight's Jay Leno show. So take that for what it's worth. At this point, I wouldn't put a lot of stock in anything Benton is saying here. Now, obviously, you're already aware, because it's just all over the corporate media, it's the Democratic National Convention. And because they're not actually changing candidates or anything like that, most people aren't going to bother to watch. I know I'm not. It's a study in foregone conclusions, you know, unless Hillary has Biden knocked off for something like that. It's not going to be worth watching. Yahoo poll is showing 67% are not going to bother watching the Democratic convention. And neither will I. Now, I mentioned this briefly in the show before, but I'm going to recap this because it has bearing on whatever Obama gets up and says at this convention. We have been hearing from Obama about 2014 being the day that our troops come home from Afghanistan. And he repeated it last Sunday in a political speech. The White House has already gone into damage control mode because Obama was in Afghanistan earlier this year to sign a deal to keep the U.S. troops there through 2024, an additional 10 years. And Obama signed this deal to keep your kids in Afghanistan for basically another 12 years. And then he's out there saying, remember, I'm bringing your kids home in 2014, just 2 years, so vote me back in. So the White House is on damage control, and they're basically going on the attack mode to any media outlets that are pointing out this disparity between the deal Obama signed with Afghanistan and his public statements last Sunday. You know, like we're being silly for actually paying attention to what any candidate says in an election year. Gallup ran a poll basically saying Romney's speech was the most boring in history. Dubious distinction on that one. At this point, given Mitch Sketch's tendency to just say whatever he thinks you want to hear, it is a boring speech. If I'm being told what I want to hear, I'm bored. Don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what I need to know. Tell me the facts. Tell me the truth about what's going on. And then let us make a good decision. Remember, Thomas Jefferson said, the highest duty of every American citizen is to keep yourself fully informed so that you can make good choices. Political campaigns, and indeed the corporate media as a whole, is not in the business of fully informing you. They're in the business of lying to you to get you to support a candidate, a war, buy a product. Apparently, a group investigating election fraud in North Carolina has found 30,000 people who are dead but still registered to vote in the upcoming election. I see dead voters, and they don't know they're dead voters. Elections are so crooked they have to screw the ballots into the ballot box. By the way, on the list of things to do when we recreate, when we build a new nation on this land, an absolute transparent, fully auditable, verifiable election system. It can be done. We have companies that make automated teller machines that don't lose a penny from one end of the country to the other. We're the nation that put men on the moon. I refuse to accept this idea that we cannot come up with a standardized way of having elections that is absolutely tamper-proof. And, of course, to go along with that, we need to make election fraud one of the most punished crimes in our new laws. Election fraud, you're out of the race. You're out of public life forever. If you can't keep your own campaign staff obeying the law, you're not qualified to run a state or a county or a country. Everybody engaged in election fraud, they should see jail time, not promotions. The elections will only be as honest as we, the people, force them to be. The government will only be as honest as we force it to be. And on the day when the American people have the moral courage to go into our public buildings, grab the liars, bounce them down those steps into the street so that they bounce three or four more times and give them a good solid thick coating of tar and feathers and run them out of town on a rail, preferably redwood because the splinters are long, on that day, politicians will discover that truth is a virtue, and they will not discover that a day sooner. Now, earlier we were talking about how the court system is really here just to enforce the will or even the illusions of the U.S. government. This is a good example. Remember the liquid bomb terror plot? These guys were going to do a liquid bomb, and they were going to get on a transatlantic plane, and they were going to blow up the bomb with this liquid thing that was hidden in bottles of whatever. And because of that, TSA went on this complete rant that you can't take any liquids on the plane. Mothers were forced to drink their own breast milk. All these abuses of the blue shirts are like to say, yes, I have the badge and the gloves, and I will make you do whatever I say. I will humiliate you. I will dominate you. Because I guess Madam Wanda's House of Pain is out of business or something, and they can't go and get their jollies over there. This whole terror plot has collapsed in court. Same story we've heard before. Undercover informant goes in, infiltrates the group, and whips them up to talk tough, has them arrested. The alleged ringleader was completely acquitted in court. The other suspects pled guilty to a lesser charge of planning public mischief, whatever the heck that means. But nobody was convicted. Nobody was even charged with trying to blow up an airliner. By the way, just to tell you how ridiculous this whole thing was to begin with, none of these guys had passports. They couldn't even get on a transatlantic plane. That's how completely bogus this latest fear-mongering, this scarerism by the government was. It's just another hoax. And again, if you have Netflix and you're not otherwise occupied, you might want to go out and look at that documentary, Incident at Oglala. We've talked about Leonard Peltier before. And the story that emerges is basically on this Pine Ridge Reservation. There was a lot of violence. There was literally a civil war going on between the traditional Native Americans and this very corrupt local government that was very much tied in with the U.S. government. And there was this armed militia working for the corrupt government. They called themselves the Goons, the Guardians of the Oglala Nation. And they were basically going around with a campaign of terror. They were committing drive-by shootings. Women were killed. Children were killed. And so this guy is driving his pickup truck, and he sees two unmarked cars following him. And what's the first thing he's going to think? It's more of the Goons. So he drives into the Jumping Bull Ranch, and they get out of their truck with their guns because they don't know what's coming down. And apparently the two cars followed them onto the property. They got out with their guns and started the shooting. And that's when everybody got their guns and the shooting went back and forth and two FBI agents were killed. And oh, horrors, the FBI agents. If, you know, we've got to prove they were the victims of murder. They were the innocent party. The only witnesses on the scene say that the FBI started shooting first. And they went after three different guys. The first two were acquitted when the jury basically said it's self-defense. They thought these unmarked cars were more of these goon squads that were going around killing people. There was no malice that would be necessary to prove for first degree murder. So these two got to walk. And then when Leonard Peltier was extradited and they brought him back, you wouldn't believe the lengths the government went to just completely frame him, because the FBI can never admit that they're wrong. And all of a sudden, evidence, you know, lab results from the FBI lab, where before they said, we can't solve this, and all of a sudden they came back, yes, we solved it, he's guilty, put him away. And remember, this is before Frederick Whitehurst, who was the former head of the FBI lab, went public and blew the whistle that the FBI crime lab routinely rigged their test results to favor the prosecutions. So if you want to know how the U.S. justice system actually works, you go look at this documentary, Incident at Oglala. Peltier's been up for parole for a couple of times already. It is constantly being opposed by the U.S. government because they don't want him out there talking to reporters. He's an embarrassment to them, the way James Earl Ray was. And embarrassments are never allowed to go free. Same thing with those guys still down in Guantanamo, whose bodies bear the scar of far worse things than waterboarding. They'll never be allowed out. So it's called Incident at Oglala. Robert Redford was the executive producer of this documentary. He also narrates it. It's very well done. And when you look at the guy, first of all, the representative from the FBI and the prosecution, I hope he doesn't play poker because he can't bluff. You can see it on his face. I know I am lying. So I don't know when Peltier is up for parole again. I sent an email to a friend of mine who is more familiar with the case, and we're going to make a stink about that. I mean, mostly because some guy actually admitted to having been the one who shot the FBI agents later on. And the government's attitude is, well, when he comes in and surrenders himself for prison, then we might listen. But until then, Peltier was convicted in a court of law, and thus it must be true. Just like all those witches, legal courts convicted and burned back in the Middle Ages. We're going to be back after these words from our sponsors.
Collect. collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Tim in New Mexico. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, you were just talking a little while ago about the election fraud and ballot fraud and stuff like that. And I ran across here that I've signed up for taking is University of Michigan is doing a five-week free online course called Securing Digital Democracy on things like how do you hack a voting machine, stuff like that.
Oh, how wonderful.
So, yeah, so I don't know if that would be of any interest to your users. But
not really. What we need to do is, again, we know that it is only a matter of time before this whole central banking system comes crashing down and it will take the federal government with it. And we need to start planning what kind of a nation we want to follow it. And if we don't plan and have a good idea what we want, then there's going to be no end of carpetbaggers running in with trucks full of freshly printed banknotes from a new central bank saying, you know, just sign here on the dotted line and we'll take care of you. And we'll be back in the same mess that we were before. So we need to start making these choices now. What kind of a nation do we want to have? What kind of a government do we want to have? I want an itty-bitty one. And I want it held to account. No private central bank. And I know it is possible to have honest, fair elections.
Absolutely.
You just have to make sure the system is designed to that, as opposed to these electronic machines are intentionally designed to allow fraud to happen.
Yes, they have. That is quite true. And that's, I think, what they're teaching in the course is how they are designed to do exactly that and how it can be manipulated and stuff.
Okay, well.
But anyway, the point is you're also absolutely right about knowing what we want, because that was, I think, the advantage our founding fathers had, is they were very philosophically inclined, and they actually put a lot of long, hard thought into the government they wanted before they even rebelled.
They had learned a lot of bitter lessons out of the British history.
And out of Roman history.
And Roman history, but more the British history. The reason there was this idea of no state church in the United States was they had seen what the altercation between the Catholics and the Protestants had almost brought England down. And the founding fathers of the United States knew their new nation was still very fragile and would not be able to tolerate war by one religion on another. So they granted religious freedom to all by denying civil power to all religion. And that's why right in the First Amendment it says, Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. Now that gets misquoted a lot by the Bible bangers. They're always running around saying, well, we're not supposed to be taxed and we're not supposed to be controlled because Congress is not supposed to make any laws regarding an institution of religion. That isn't what it says. It says Congress may not pass a law respecting an institution of religion. You churches, you got to obey the law. It's against the law to molest little kiddies. You ought to be paying taxes. And when you get caught embezzling your church funds, you should go to jail.
Absolutely.
All right, anything else?
No, that's it. Have a good day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Bye. No, absolutely. We are a nation with a good technological base. It's in decline, but we do have it. We know that an absolutely reliable election system is possible, as long as it's coupled with severe punishments for election fraud. Candidate is banned from all, banned from that race, banned from all future public life. If we make this election fraud a felony, then automatically under our current laws, they'd be ineligible for high office. That's how we do it. That's how we cure the election fraud business. We make it, we make the downside worse, more intense than the upside. And we know it can be technologically done. And because a nationwide reliable voting system is possible, I think the new government that we're going to see come into existence would be a lot smaller and a lot less powerful, because we no longer need representatives to decide everything for the country. And the new model of government would be a caretaker government. Your job is to make sure the roads are repaired, the bridges are reliable, the flood control works, the irrigation is working, and we've got good schools and hospitals. That is the job the government is supposed to do. The big questions: should we go to war on Israel's enemies? Should we loot the American people to bail out Wall Street from its own criminality? Those questions could be put to direct popular vote by the American people, and should be. The reason we have a representative government is because 200 years ago, there was no means of communication across the country that had any rate of speed to it. And so this central Congress was necessary. It really isn't any longer. Not with that kind of power, not to be a giant one-stop shopping center for every corrupting influence on the planet, to go buy the government. And I think it's possible, it's doable. We know the true vote system was a very good, reliable, honest voting system until its inventor got killed in a mysterious traffic accident. It can be done. It's just going to take the will of the American people to stand up and say, enough with this nonsense we've had, we're going to do it better. We're going to start over, we're going to reinvent America, and we're going to make it better. So, anyway, let's see, moving right along here. We got to take a break for commercials, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple of interesting stories for this last half hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The winter that is just now ending in the Southern Hemisphere is lingering on. Got a little notice from down in Chile. Their ski resorts are staying open late. We've had new snowfall, and they're saying, yeah, ski season's continuing. Now, you have probably seen, because it was on the corporate media today, there is a claim that a new study has shown that there's really no difference between organic food and the conventional factory-produced chemical-laden food. It's absurd on the face of it. And there's an article we have at whatreallyhappened.com which basically goes in and says this entire report is based on a couple of small, very narrow observations where this is the same in both and this is the same in both. Therefore, really, they're for all intents and purposes, they're exactly the same. What this tells us is the corporate food corporations are becoming aware that consumers are becoming educated about all the chemicals, aspartame, monosodium glutamate, synthetic bovine growth hormone, genetically modified content, We don't trust it. And it isn't even a question of whether we absolutely know for a fact it's bad for us. We can't take that chance. Not any longer. Not in a nation where we would be fools to trust anything the corporations are telling us. And more foolish to trust anything the U.S. government tells us. And so, again, what are the food corporations going to do? Are they going to stop putting the toxins in the food and playing around with the DNA? Heck no, we've already invested too much money in that infrastructure. It's cheaper to hire a public relations firm and crank out a scientific sounding report that says, really, they're the same. You can go on eating our genetically modified what's-its. Sort of brings new meaning to the phrase mystery meat. What's in that can? I have no idea. It's supposed to be peas. Why are they moving? Well, they make them that way. Story out of the local Star Advertiser, basically documenting a couple that is trying to move from Fukushima to here in Hawaii to get away from the nuclear hazards. Well, radiation counts are starting up again here. We know that most of the radiation flows around Hawaii through the Pacific Gyre Current, and it's actually hitting the west coast of the U.S. worse than it is here. But it's still hitting here, and we're now starting to see debris from the tsunami in our waters around these islands here. U.S. milk sales have reached their lowest level in decades. Dairy farmers are trying to find some way to stimulate demand for the milk. What we need is a new habit-forming ingredient. And again, it gets back to this situation. Consumers are starting to pull away from this factory-produced food from four time zones away. They don't know what's in it. They don't know what was in the cow when it gave that milk, like synthetic bovine growth hormone, which farmers are finally starting to turn away from because of consumer awareness. But in a fascist nation, which is what we are right now, the corporations and the government are aligned together against the general population. The corporation puts out a product and the government says, yes, we've looked at it and it is wonderful and you should buy it. It fits into the food pyramid and all the rest of that stuff. A reminder about one of the biggest epic fails in vaccine technology, where they mix together this three-way vaccine for poultry because they get illnesses because they're shoved into these, you know, very, very tight spaces. And they can't run around. They just eat their feed, and they're shoved up against their neighbors, and they get all kinds of medical problems because they're not allowed to run around. So they juice them up with all of these vaccines and hormones and everything, which is in the meat that you eat. Or the eggs. And they had this problem with these vaccines that they put into the chickens, and they recombined inside the chickens, and they spawned a whole new disease that's just wiping out poultry. They're incredibly reckless with this technology, and then they wonder why we're concerned about eating food that comes from any of these corporations versus our, you know, our local small farms, where we can go out and say, yeah, it's just coming up out of the ground. Bill Gates is apparently mounting a huge public relations campaign to smear anybody who's opposed to his vaccine program. Remember this vaccine program? Polio vaccine campaign in India gave thousands and thousands of children, 47,000 children, polio-like paralysis caused by the vaccine. But if you dare speak out against Bill Gates or Melinda Gates and their wisdom and nobility in funding this program, they're going to smear you. Cheaper to hire a public relations firm to lie to you than it is to actually deal with the problem. Common feature in the United States these days. See, we already talked about the statin drugs here. Oh, this is a good one. I think I mentioned it the other day. Unnecessary cardiac procedures being performed by greedy doctors, a whistleblower reveals. C.T. Tomlinson is a nurse that used to work at the Lawnwood Regional Medical Center in Fort Pierce, Florida, until he came forward with allegations that at least one doctor at his facility had been performing phony cardiac surgeries on healthy patients. After filing a complaint with HCA's chief ethics officer, Stephen Jones, it was determined that a number of doctors and surgeons within the HCA system had been performing unnecessary cardiac procedures on healthy patients since at least 2002. And I wanted to reprise this because of the tragedy of Neil Armstrong, an American icon, American hero. Perfectly healthy, goes to the doctor, fails a stress test. He gets winded a little more easily than the doctor thought he should. Neil was in his 80s. Come on. Old people get winded. And the doctor says, you've got to have quintuple bypass surgery. And they operate on Neil Armstrong. They install a bunch of new plastic plumbing. And he died from complications of that surgery. Was that surgery really necessary, or was it some greedy doctor saying, I can make a lot of money? Imagine how famous I'll be. I'm the doctor who did a quadruple bypass on the man on the moon. It's all driven by the money. Rather interesting at this particular time, A&E did a remake of the movie Coma. And they did the first section of it last night. It's actually very well done. I think it's better produced than the original feature film. And I'm sure they'll reprise it and strip it and all over the thing. But it's actually a very compelling story. And the story is simply that there's a bunch of doctors at a very wealthy hospital that are making a ton of money. And they cater to the rich patients. And the poor patients basically are caught up for spare parts. And Rosebud is the name of the sled here. Now, over at Fukushima, there is a growing problem. Even though the reactors are shut down and are no longer engaged in intentional fission, there is a problem with what are called decay isotopes, which is as reactors operate, the uranium in the fuel becomes other unstable isotopes that are decaying very rapidly, and they generate heat on their own. So even with the reactor shut down, the reactor core can get very, very hot, and water flow must be maintained to keep them from melting down any further or, worse, exploding. And apparently the water flowing into two of the reactors seems to not be getting to the reactor core. They don't know if there's a leak or a blockage. They're trying to increase the amount of pumping. There's water going someplace. They don't know where it is. And this is not over. It is definitely not over. More and more nuclear experts are coming out to say that there is no question that the core of at least one of the reactors breached containment, pressure vessel containment, and the concrete floor. They're saying it is. It's a real China syndrome. There is a mass of fuel down in the ground someplace, probably leaching out through the ocean floor into the Pacific Ocean, which is why samples of fish taken off the course off the coast of Japan continue to show increasing levels of radioactivity. They don't know what to do with this thing. They do not know what to do with this thing. They're now acknowledging that the explosion of Reactor 3 came from within the reactor core itself. Remember when it first happened? Huge explosion up in the sky. And they said, oh, it's just hydrogen gas. And I called them on that. Probably should have given them the first Golden Poo Award. Because hydrogen explosions produce steam, and steam is white. And this cloud was this sickly yellow-green, which happens to match the color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. And they're saying, no, it's hydrogen, really. It's all under control. And now all this time later, they're saying, yeah, there was an explosion in the reactor core. Blew the pressure vessel apart, blew the containment apart. They're still finding pieces of that all over the territory there. Let's see. Another energy firm, RasGas, got hit with a computer attack. Oracle has finally released a patch for the weaknesses in Java. We were talking about that last week, about this Java vulnerability that was being exploited and how you could use your host file to block it from at least communicating with its server. Oracle has released a patch. Supposedly that will fix it. Some security experts are saying, no, they didn't get them all. So we'll see what's going on with that. Now, Bruce Willis is entering into a little bit of a fight that I think a lot of us are going to take some interest in. Bruce Willis, being very wealthy and being a real music nut, has amassed a huge collection of MP3s for his iPod. Huge collection. And he wants to leave his iPod tunes to his family. And he's going to sue Apple because under the end user license agreement for iTunes, you're not allowed to give away your MP3s. If you're not going to use them, you must delete them. And you certainly can't bequeath them to your heirs and ancestors the way you could with those old vinyl round flat things or even your CD collection. Nobody owns anything in the United States anymore. It's all on a licensing agreement. You don't own the software on your computer. You merely license it from the software company who has the legal right to come in and change it at any time. So Bruce Willis is getting ready to fight that fight. I wish him a lot of luck. Because this idea that we don't actually own anything any longer, that we could give away to anybody, is nonsense. Now, a couple of parents had a very innovative way of dealing with a gentleman that they were not happy with who was seeing their daughter. 19-year-old boy was dating the 17-year-old daughter, and the parents kind of got nervous. They found out he was a registered sex offender. And the daughter was in love. Oh, no, it must be somebody else. We couldn't. So the parents set up their own Facebook page under a phony identity of being a very young girl and connected with this guy and indicated a willingness to be sexual. And so the 19-year-old guy starts sending explicit photos and messages to this fictitious daughter. And they showed the real daughter what was going on the webpage, and finally it got through to her that there are some people on Facebook who are not very nice at all. And apparently he was in violation of his prior conviction for sexual misbehaving, and I guess he's back in jail here right now. Now, here's an article I thought was really very questionable, and it's just another grab by the pharmaceutical industry to force you to undergo treatments, to force you to give them their money. You no longer have the option of control over your own life. The World Health Organization has come out with a report saying that obesity in children is linked to diminished brain function and cognitive capacity. And because they're not intelligent enough to look out for themselves, overweight people are supposed to be integrated into a new health management system, which will surveil them in their lifestyle in order to tell them what to eat, when to eat, how to do it. Now, I have been overweight for a significant part of my life. When I was a kid before puberty, I was skinny as a rail. Puberty hit, boom. Most of my weight gain came during times when I was drinking a lot of diet soda with aspartame. I was eating a lot of food with MSG before it started giving me headaches. And we know that these chemicals actually induce you to eat more. The obesity problem in the United States has nothing to do with exercise and lifestyle and everything to do with the chemicals in your food that are there to make you eat and buy more. Now, one final note. Having admitted that I was overweight for much of my life, and right now on my current diet, I'm down about 25 pounds. And so I'm correcting that aspect of it. But I'm not mentally weak. I have a very, very high IQ. And so this really, there's no foundation to this idea that obesity is linked to low IQ. In fact, you know, the idea of an overweight genius in the student body, the nerds or dweebs or whatever they call them these days, it's almost a stereotype of the overweight social misfit who's got a genius level IQ. It's just a way of saying, oh, you're overweight, you're not competent to take care of yourself, you must go into this system where we will tell you how to live your life and charge you a fee for it. So it's just absurd. It's another grab to force medical treatment on people for a profit. Voyager 1, and having been there for the Voyager 1 mission, boy, this makes me feel really old. 11 billion miles away, at the outer edges of the solar system, Voyager 1's camera turned around and snapped a picture of planet Earth. Of course, it's just a dot. You can't see anything. But the idea is that Voyager 1 is out there 11 billion miles away. It's at the edge of the solar system heading into interstellar space. It's been out there for 35 years and beamed back a picture. Very, very impressive. I haven't checked in with the Curiosity people to see what's going on. I know we're coming up on a solar conjunction with Mars. They're going to have to basically stop working with Curiosity while Mars swings behind the sun as seen from Earth. I imagine after they come out on the other side, that's when the real science is going to crank up here. Interesting story somebody just sent me. We've all dealt with telemarketers. It's a very intense industry. A lot of people are taking telemarketer jobs because they can't find anything else. It's very hard because nobody has any money. You have a very low success rate. Especially if you take a telemarketer job on a commission basis, you're being an idiot. You're not going to make any money. Apparently, there's this instance where a telemarketer called up a homeowner, claimed he'd won a bunch of money, and the homeowner realized it was a lead into some kind of a scam. This took place in Denver. Homeowner hung up. Telemarketer called back and said, "I've planted a bomb in your house." They're getting desperate out there. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
B-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns. clouds of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. Again, rumors are flying. What will Ron Paul announce on the Jay Leno show? Now, the people over at the Jay Leno show themselves are saying we have a policy. We don't comment. We don't predict. We don't leak what the guest is going to be saying. So we're all going to be waiting until the Jay Leno show airs tonight and find out. I probably won't have to wait for the show here. It's delayed to broadcast in the correct slot out here. So we're 6 hours behind New York, and so I imagine probably a lot of our What Really Happened readers will watch the show in New York and immediately let me know what was going on here. No follow-up on Jesse Benton's comment that Ron Paul will not endorse Gary Johnson. He's apparently saying it because Rand Paul is endorsing Mitt Romney. So Jesse may be just sort of talking out the side of his mouth again. The more and more I look at Jesse Benton's job performance, I think that's been a major problem for Ron Paul. And I think if he is going to mount a third party campaign, that he needs to think about changing the management of his campaign. So time alone will solve that mystery as to what is going on. Meanwhile, of course, we still have these rumblings about a potential faked assassination attempt to boost Obama's standing in the polls, which, again, this strange story about the Secret Service protection being compromised when Biden was up in Detroit, trial run, dress rehearsal, actual attempt that was aborted at the last second. We don't know, but this idea that Obama could use a staged assassination attempt to convince America to go along with draconian changes in our gun laws and alternative media only works if Obama has a bloody shirt to wave around. And if that bloody shirt belongs to Joe Biden, then Hillary Clinton has her doorway open to the vice presidency. And we know she was talking with Obama about that back in 2008. So a lot of things to keep an eye on. Again, the rhetoric, the propaganda coming out of Israel about Iran. We know Iran is really close to a bomb. Forget what the IAEA said. They're really close. They're building the triggers. They've got the seems to suggest that Netanyahu is panicking and may stage a nuclear false flag to get war with Iran going. We have a lot of very desperate people in positions of power. They've run out of options. And we know, certainly here in the United States of America, that the final option is to get a war going as a distraction, if nothing else. There are too many world leaders who want a war right now, who see a war as their best option. And they don't care who has to bleed for it. These are not people who care about the people they have hurt or will hurt. They wouldn't be in the positions of power otherwise. It is the curse of political power, that it attracts the very kind of people who should never be allowed to have it. And on that thought, we'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Thank you for your continued support. Share what you know with everybody. Call your local radio stations and tell them to carry the Republic Broadcasting Network. Aloha, America.